Sir Michael Caine retires from acting at age 90, I've got wonderful reviews. By Paul Bois on October 16, 2023. Beloved actor Sir Michael Caine has announced his retirement at age 90 after a long and fruitful career that spanned several decades with two Oscar wins. The screen legend made his retirement known during an interview with BBC Radio 4's Today Show on Saturday. "I keep saying I'm going to retire. Well, I am now," Caine, an infantry combat veteran from the Korean War where he served with the British Army 1st Fusiliers, said. The actor previously told The Telegraph that he was now sort of, "I am bloody 90 now, and I can't walk properly and all that," he said. "I sort of am retired now." Caine's final turn on the screen is Oliver Parker's The Great Escaper, which tells the story of World War II veteran Bernard Jordan breaking out of a retirement home to attend 70th anniversary commemoration of D-Day in 2014. "I was so happy to do it," Caine said. "I just love the character of Bernie. I thought he was incredible, and it's so beautifully written. With COVID and all that, I hadn't done a picture for 3 years, and I thought I was finished. And I suddenly did it, and had such a wonderful time." When announcing his retirement, London-born Caine said he has enough incredible reviews at age 90. "I figured, I've had a picture where I've played the lead and it's got incredible reviews," Caine said. "The only parts I'm likely to get now are old men, 90-year-old men, maybe 85. And I thought, well, I might as well leave with all this, I've got wonderful reviews. What have I got to do to beat this? You don't have leading men at 90, you're going to have young handsome boys and girls," he added. "With me, it's not quite as diminishing as you think," he explained. "I remember when I was young talking to old men of 90 and they weren't a little bit like me. They were little tiny old men with humped shoulders. And I thought, I'm not like that and it's changed," he concluded. Caine won Best Supporting Actor Oscars for his turns in Hannah and Her Sisters, 1986, and Cider House Rules, 2002. His career launched in the 1960s with classics like Zulu and The Italian Job. In recent years, Caine has resisted the industry's push toward wokeness and political correctness. Just earlier, this year, he mocked the UK government's push to label his class film, Zulu, an extremist work. "That is the biggest load of bullshit I have ever heard," he said. "Even if the past is uncomfortable, and perhaps especially when the past is uncomfortable, it needs to be examined and unpacked rather than hidden away. Of course, race is a central theme in the film. Whenever the past is remembered, it should always be a celebration of our ongoing fight and victory against division. That is worth thinking about, as that is the present-day context of the film Zulu," he added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.